This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Coach Kevin Willard. Coach, what's happening? Good morning, and congratulations on a great regular season.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a fun group to coach, and you know we're excited about postseason play.
Now, you've got the awards and honors postseason coming out here today, I believe it is. Who deserves stuff? How many first-teamers? You said last week Derek Queens would be Freshman of the Year in the Big Ten. How many of your players should be recognized for achievement this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to be biased and think all my guys should get it. But I think in the reality, if you look at how deep this league is and how talented and how many good players there are in this league, I think Julian Reese should definitely be up there. I just think how consistent he's been all year long, battling the bigs in this conference. I think he's just been phenomenal. You know, my backcourt has been great. Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice have had really good years for the first time going through the Big Ten. And I'm so biased on Derek Queen. I think he definitely should be a Freshman of the Year. He's leading us in points and rebounds in a team that finished second in the conference. I just think he needs to get rewarded.
Now, you got the number two seed, as you said, and, you know, watching, Sunday's game, Michigan State, Michigan, we knew the import of it after you guys handled your business against Northwestern in the home finale there. But, you know, 1-3 to start, struggles on the road, well documented, which I'm sure you were made aware of by various media outlets for sure. I don't want to say you want to take a victory lap because there's still work to be done, but when you started 1-3, the criticisms for not winning away the Xfinity Center, winning away from rather the Xfinity Center, you know, what are you thinking now heading into neutral sites for the rest of your season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing was, you know, unfortunately, starting 1-3 was really tough, and really it was 3 in a row on the road, so it kind of put us in, you know, we just couldn't build momentum early in the conference schedule starting on the road. And, you know, we were so close. We were close at Purdue. We had an 8-point lead at Washington, had a 3-point lead at Oregon. And I just kind of, I had a lot of confidence in these guys. And I felt like, you know, I just had to give them time and just let them know that once they figure out how to win on the road, that, you know, we'd be really good at it. And I think that was the biggest thing that I learned was, like, you know, just be a little patient with this team and, you know, let them figure it out and let them understand, you know, really kind of what the Big Ten's all about. And that was the biggest thing for me. And now going into neutral site play, it's like I have a lot of confidence in these guys because they've figured out, you know, just how to be tough, how to overcome runs, how to battle crowds. It's been a lot of fun to watch them grow.
Now, do you, like, you know, I'm 60, full disclosure. I grew up with the ACC, and Maryland was always the outsider team in the old traditional ACC of 6, 7, 8 teams, et cetera, et cetera. When you get to the neutral sites, the Indianas or whatever the tournament might be, played Chicago, et cetera, et cetera, does Maryland still kind of get that outsider vibe from the air quotes, Coach, traditional Big Ten fans?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I think it's not an outsider vibe. I think what the biggest difference is going through now, Minnesota and Chicago, is there's a home court advantage for the Indianas, Michigan States. So it's a little different vibe in the fact that it's just, you know, you're going up against really a road team because, you know, their fans are, it's so easy for them to travel, especially Indiana and the Michigan fans.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, number 11, Maryland, number 2 seed, Big Ten tournament. Their opener is 6:30-ish Friday night, a game you can hear, 105.7 The Fan. Opponent to be determined. You talked about it, Kevin, after the game against Northwestern Saturday afternoon. Long breaks have been kind of an issue, and you're going to be 6 days between tips when you get back on the floor on a Friday night. What do you do this week to remedy that dilemma for your team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, you know, we were a little tired going towards the end of the season. So I think this break's a little bit different in the fact that, you know, we could use a couple days off. You know, the starters have been playing a lot of minutes. You know, mentally it was a grind, you know, losing that tough one against Michigan State, but then going back on the road and winning two huge games. So I think, you know, this break was good. We've taken a couple days off, and these guys are ready to kind of get back after it.
Hey, Kevin, talk to us about, you know, like probably with your coaching staff, how do you prepare for three teams? Are you guys studying all three? You watching films? You getting game plans for all three? And are you prepping your players for a specific team, or you just kind of – you know, working on you?
No, mostly on us right now. You know, the good thing about it is we've played Ohio State twice, so we have a good feel for what they do. We just played Iowa 2 weeks ago, so they're kind of close. We'll probably spend a little bit more time on Illinois just because we haven't played them in so long, so we'll kind of get fresh with their actions. But most of it today and tomorrow will be just kind of focusing on us and getting back into a good rhythm.
Now, Kevin, we know you're busy, so we're not going to waste your time with any nonsense questions, except for this one. Jerry Palm, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, had you guys as a 7. All of a sudden this morning, and I believe it was timestamp like 4:35, he's got you as a 4 seed with Duke possibly looming, which would be great, speaking of that old ACC stuff. So how much have you recognized the street cred, if you will, that you're starting to get from the bracketologists? Because the numbers have kind of talked you up all season long anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the good thing about just following the numbers and kind of being focused on where we are. You know, the Michigan State loss was brutal, but I think everyone kind of then started really looking at what we had done, losing at the buzzer at Northwestern, losing at the buzzer against Ohio State. So 3 losses in Big Ten play, our last 3 losses were all buzzer beaters. So I think it gave people a chance to really kind of dig down into our numbers and see how good of a team we are.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.